Slice of Radio, 10 minutes past 9 on a Friday the 13th. 13, lucky for some, Friday the 13th. Not as spooky as the movie, I don't think, today. Unless you've been stuck in the dark. But even then, it looks like lights are being switched on in Bolito, finally. And we're going to shed some light on where you're heading into 2025 with a special catch-up chat right now with renowned speaker, trainer, and coach Anami Kutsia from True Awakenings. She is in the studio with us for a Friday catch-up. Anami, welcome back to the radio. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. Very happy that the air cons are working. I'm sure plenty folk here in Bolito are celebrating that little simple gift of today.
If you've got it, it's definitely something to be thankful for. And if you don't, hopefully it gets restored real quick. But there are some things that are just, you know, outside of your sphere of influence, aren't beyond your control. And then there are things that sometimes feel like you know, maybe you've dropped the ball, might feel like a failure, and maybe this is the time of year where we look back at, you know, what happened this year, what went right, what went wrong, and sort of do a bit of an analysis. But you've got an interesting perspective on this label that we sometimes apply to chunks of our life as failure. How would you like to suggest we maybe relook at this concept?
The interesting thing about life is it needs to be lived forward, right? But the only way it makes sense is when we reflect backwards. So I like December theme for me is reflections for the year, you know, and failure is merely just feedback at the end of the day. You know, we start the year off with goals and intentions, and quite a few things can happen along the way. You know, year has a couple of days in them. So when we don't get those goals or those intentions achieved in the way that we thought they were, sometimes we can get demoralized and demotivated and think that, hey, maybe I failed at that. But there's always something that we can take away from it. You know, there is the cloud with the silver lining at the end of the day.
Well, I like this idea of not calling it failure, but calling it feedback. I think that's quite a powerful little reframe just in itself. And when we encounter this feedback, because we surely will again in the days and weeks to come, and throughout the new year in various aspects of life, do you have any sort of useful tools that we can maybe draw on the next time something doesn't quite go as planned? How can we remind ourselves that this is feedback? How can we use it?
So I think the first real simple and very, very powerful state to be in, a state being an emotional and mental mindset shift, is be in a state of curiosity. Because when you use the term or the name failure, the feeling that goes with that is not a great feeling, so we try and avoid it, right? But if you look at it and say, I want to be curious about what's my feedback here, then you'll start asking questions like, what can I learn from this experience? What is there to be learned from this? Maybe I set this great intention and there was a couple of things out of my awareness that I didn't have any access to at the time of setting that goal.
Yeah.
And so what was the feedback? And how can I use that then to adjust my approach? Is it a timing thing? Is it maybe, you know, if it is a marketing thing, is it the little bit of feedback about the geographics? Is it feedback about the gender, the age group? You know, it's not, you start off great with all motivation, but you don't know what you don't know. So if we don't ask the question, what can I learn from this, then we won't be able to find that feedback, you know, and we'll stay in that negative state of, oh my gosh, I just failed again, instead of saying, let's be curious, let's discover what's going on here and how can I use this feedback better towards that outcome. And it's a slight adjustment to your recipe.
Well, maybe if someone had a big goal they were all fired up for this year that is now basically over, maybe you set a goal to improve your health, but didn't quite stick to it. Maybe this is a chance for you now to kind of reflect on why. What were the things that derailed it? Maybe the expectations to begin with were not the most realistic. I think that's often a failure. I'm trying to not use that word again. But that's often maybe a consideration that sometimes we might set things. The bar is maybe a little unrealistic in where it's set to begin with. Do you think that's a common point, a tipping point that folks stumble into without realizing?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So you set the intention, and like I said, a lot of things could happen. You know, I've worked with clients before when we say, all right, part of your action plan towards this goal is have this actionable step in place and let's chat about it in 2 weeks' time. And then they come back and to the office, and all of a sudden head office has got an audit going, and that derails their timing completely. That does not mean it's a failure. That's just like unforeseen. You know, they don't know what they don't know what's coming.
Mm.
So it does not mean that the goal is now unattainable. You know, the same with health, and we'll see it again in January where everybody comes off this festive season overindulged, and, you know, the front door of the gym is the busiest place because everybody wants to get back into shape.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks later, they'll find themselves back in old habits and back on the couch. And it's because of that consistency and the actionable steps. You know, find the feedback. What works for you? Is it the time of day that's maybe not actually conducive to your schedule? You know, or, you know, is it some people enjoy going after work, for example? Maybe you have more energy in the morning. So you've got to try it out a couple of different places to see what fits you. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
And maybe rather than trying to tackle too much in one go, trying to change too many things at once, focusing on certain areas, getting that one right, and then you know, adding on as you go.
Possibly. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So what I'm getting away, or taking away from this, is that you know, these insights aren't then signs of failure, but maybe like stepping stones for growth. Maybe failure doesn't actually exist. Maybe it's a myth.
So let me put it to you from a scientific point of view. Our nervous system receives around 11 million bits of information every single second, and we actually reduce that down to what we process is around 50 to 126 of those bits. So the odds of you hitting it perfect on the first go is highly unlikely. Not impossible, but highly unlikely. So it is when we experience that little bit of 50 to 126 bits that we can go, how close is this to my ideal? How close is this to my perfect recipe? So it is a process of refinement. It's not failure. It's merely feedback.
Okay. And success is really rarely a straight line. So, you know, you cut yourself a little slack as well, right?
Exactly.
And if this is striking a chord with you, and if you're thinking, oh, wow, okay, I hadn't really thought about it like that before. I wish I had more tools in my tool bag to draw on for 2025 to make it the most impactful year yet in your life, in your business, in your relationships, whatever it is. This is what Unami does. In fact, this weekend, you've got a special three-day personal breakthrough seminar happening here in Balito. It's booked up. If you missed it, you've missed out on this one at least. But there's still a chance for you to get in touch and to engage with Unami, whether it's for a personal one-on-one thing. Maybe it's something that you want to actually bring your company, your business, your team into, and to get high performance insights and mindsets and tools to use to conquer the year ahead. What is the smartest way to reach out, Unami, to start a conversation with you at True Awakenings?
Yes, it's easy just to send an email. If you go onto the website, there is a contact form, or you can email me at info@trueawakenings.co.za, and I offer free information sessions to anybody who has questions.
That's a good starting point, I think, and a good way to end off this year and to set course for the new one. And is there any question you'd like to pose to our listener, or any little nugget you'd like to leave us with to ponder on, to think about while we're reframing this idea of failure?
While you're trying to enjoy Christmas and sipping on something cool around the pool, what is that one failure or feedback from this year that taught you something meaningful? Like, just what is that golden nugget that you can say, if I were to apply that, although it might be something small, with consistency, that would be something that can compound into a great result for 2025. Just what is that something, that one key thing that taught you something meaningful this year?
Good thing to identify and to be grateful for, because failure, another, I suppose, way to reframe it is it's a great teacher.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the takeaways that you get. Someone said the other day, you learn nothing from success. All the good stuff comes from when you didn't get it right. That's where you really level up, right?
Exactly. There's a business coach in America that I watched the other day, and he said, you know, if you ask anyone that's successful how to be successful, the answer would be go fail fast, hard, and quick, you know, because all your answers are there. If you don't know what doesn't work, how do you apply it to make sure that you get to align yourself with what does work for you?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm feeling aligned with this message. So thank you for giving us something cool to hang on to on a Friday the 13th, making it not so scary as we get to the end of the year. And for anyone listening, if you're catching the tail end of this chat and you want to find out more and book a free info session and engage with the speaker, trainer, coach herself, Anoumi Kutsia, check out the website trueawakenings.co.za. The contact info and more resources are at your fingertips right there. Anoumi, wishing you a fantastic Friday, a great long weekend ahead with your training seminar in Belita, and we'll definitely be touching base on radio again on the other side. What do you say?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again, and have a spectacular day.
Here's Birdie right now, keeping her head up. You can do the same. Just keep it locked on radio, life and style.